July 26th, Energy Stadium. Yeah, who do we have in town? Yeah, these two small teams. One of them's called Manchester United. Another one, maybe even smaller, Real Madrid. Everybody's buzzing about this. We've been giving tickets away on the show. People really, really excited about it. If you don't have tickets, you can continue to follow me on social and the show, because we are going to continue to give some pairs out. It's Manchester United, Real Madrid, July 26th. And this is going to be spectacular. It's right here in Houston, dovetails into everything, including us hosting the World Cup in 2026. If you want tickets, LSSE.net. And Ticketmaster, we bring on the head of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. He is David Fletcher. David, thanks very much for coming on tonight.
Glenn, that's a great it's my favorite segue I think I've ever heard, talking about a really exciting event coming to NRG Stadium and coming to Houston, Real Madrid, Manchester United, the Soccer Champions Tour as part of the COVID-A Lone Star Series. We couldn't be more excited about that, especially coming off of an already crazy past 10 days of soccer here in Houston around CONCACAF Gold Cup. It's been a lot of fun.
We're going to get you into that. But I first want, for full disclosure, so this is pretty cool. David Fletcher, now in a position of influence to affect our sport in Houston, actually has played the sport. His daughter's involved with the sport. And when I was coaching back in the day, David was a player on the Bay Area Blast, which was a great team that moved a lot of guys into other soccer positions in life. So I just wanted to put that out, David, because we got a real soccer guy here.
Well, look, I enjoyed it. Lifelong friends, lifelong memories. We had a lot of fun doing it. Wasn't always pretty, but you and Doug Elder, your old teammates, and Chino Welch, we're all part of our coaches. We had some characters, to say the least, and a lot of great friends, including one who's had a lot of success in the industry, Wally Crittenden, former head coach over at Stephen F. Austin University. The sport gives a lot, and I think that's why all of us who are invested in one way, shape, or form, whether it be as players, as parents, as students of the game, it's why we give back, because it does give so much. And I've been very thankful, particularly, to be a part of the great soccer community here in Houston, both as a child and now for a little bit of fun as an older child. So
yeah, it's remarkable. We're talking to David Fletcher, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Before we got on the air to do the interview here, we were talking a little bit about just, you know, from my day running a youth club, to see how much turnover there's been, generational turnover. And what has occurred is now these kids that guys like I were coaching, who are older now, are all taking up positions in the world of coaching at all different levels. It really, really is phenomenal. And it's another great support of our Houston soccer community, which I want to take you into with the Gold Cup. I mean, it's been an astounding, not astounding. This has been a predictable, again, ultra success. Guatemala filling Shell Energy, El Salvador filling Shell Energy, and obviously 66,000. Is that what I got for the opening Gold Cup games down here featuring Mexico?
Yeah, we were fortunate enough. The great history we've had around CONCACAF Gold Cup. Houston hosted more matches than any other market in the country. The only market this past Gold Cup here in 2023 to have two venues participate once again, and NRG Stadium, for the first time ever, we hosted an opening round match, and the biggest group stage match in the history of the tournament. No surprise, but certainly no small effort. This community continues to show its diversity, continues to show its place as a premier destination for soccer. The 20th match featuring the Mexican national team in NRG Stadium, more than any other venue in the country since we opened. And fans certainly were not disappointed. Two great matches over at our place, followed up by four great matches over at Shell Energy this past week. You can see why CONCACAF Gold Cup continues to come back to Houston, and you can see why Houston has earned its rightful place as a FIFA World Cup destination in 2026. It just was a magical week here, and so much diversity, so many different groups. You mentioned it, Glenn. Guatemala with an incredible showing on Saturday night. El Salvador came out in droves. The fans did on 4th of July. Canada having a great showing and earning an opportunity to advance. And then, you know, going back to our place, just the huge crowds, both from the Honduran and the Mexican fans and supporters. A great atmosphere, a fantastic night of football on the field, and you know, another very important and very successful chapter in Houston's history as an event destination for the sport.
This keeps happening over and over and over and over. We got the quarterfinals are set up: Panama, Qatar, Mexico, Costa Rica, and then Guatemala, Jamaica, USA, Canada sets up some really, really good stuff. David, I want to take you into the potentials of, you know, on the back of what you just said, obviously Copa America, FIFA Club World Cup, and then we've got the World Cup in 2026. I'm assuming, and this may not be official, but I have to believe that Copa America and FIFA Club World Cup would not bypass the Houston market.
That is the desire, I think, of all parties right now, Glenn. Copa America, obviously, CONMEBOL and CONCACAF coming together around that super tournament for the first time since 2016, when Houston and NRG Stadium was a very successful destination for three matches in that tournament. We are working through the process with the stakeholders, our civic leaders here. We do feel very confident Houston will be a destination in 2024, are awaiting the final decision, which is expected within the next 30 to 45 days. Certainly working hard to try and ensure the calendar availability is there, given that it is a very, very busy summer next summer between that event. The Soccer Champions Tour, which we get to be a part of here later this month, is back next year. And then leading into 2025 with, you mentioned it, the FIFA Club World Cup and CONCACAF Gold Cup both returning. It's a very busy soccer calendar. As we've tried to be a leader in the space, you've seen Shell Energy and NRG participate more than any other venues in the country at the highest levels. You know, we're really focused on doing that in partnership with all the groups we just mentioned, great supporters like yourself who really help us get the word out and continue to bring not only the local fans that are here in this community, but bring people into our community to see their teams, their clubs, their nation participate. It's one of the great stories that we have as a community is the hospitality community we have here, the support that we get, the sense that people have to just want to give themselves and serve others. And you know, we've been able to do it a lot in the soccer space, and I feel very confident that we're going to be able to continue to get those opportunities as we look towards the future leading up to and following the FIFA World Cup in 2026.
Following a big match like that with Mexico and Honduras, and of course the first game was Haiti. Remind me, was it Haiti?
Haiti, Qatar.
And by the way, I had a lot of people remarking to me about the quality of that opening game too. They said, what a fantastic, great game, even though the stadium, you know, was waiting for all the Mexican fans to flow in, but a lot of people remarked on that. You know, when you get done with that game, is there like a debriefing within your staff or with the CONCACAF people? How does that work?
I think one of the reasons that we've had so much success, Glenn, over the years is our desire to be better, no matter what the circumstances are, as a community, as a building, as an organization. We work really hard with the stakeholders. You mentioned CONCACAF; it's their tournament, and we are a stop along the way. But we're a stop that they continue to want to invest in and year out. And I do think a big part of that is our desire to communicate, to try and find ways to be better. So opportunities like you're talking about, we call them AARs, after action reviews, are something that's standard for us to do with any stakeholder, both on match night, in the weeks after an event, and then leading into our next opportunity, if we get them, and just being able to take those notes, being able to review the things that went well, and review the things that didn't. Let's be honest. I mean, I know we had a tremendous crowd, a great energy in the building. We didn't hit 100% on everything, and so it's important for us to continue to try and work towards that goal of 100% success. And where we don't, achieve it, we've got to make changes. It's no different than any other business, but it's one that I think is very public, very visible. And we take a great responsibility in being able to react to appropriately. And I think that's given us an edge over maybe some of the other opportunities that are out there for them to go to. So,
David Fletcher, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. By the way, every interview I've done with you over the years, you have always repeated consistently the desire to make each and every event better and better and better. So that's something I picked up on here a little bit. By the way, for all of you out there listening here tonight to David, July 26th, Manchester United and Real Madrid. So, you know, we have talked about it prior on the show tonight, but, you know, a lot of new players coming. Mason Mount just signed with Manchester United, you know, so there's a lot of really interesting sidebars to this. And you're going to be getting a look at some of these players when they're initially being integrated into, you know, clubs this size of Manchester United and Real Madrid.
We've talked about it before, Glenn. These are business trips. They're certainly brand building. There's certainly an element of financial performance that's expected from the teams. But at the end of the day, this is about the product on the field and preparing it for the season ahead. And so, as you mentioned, you know, there are going to be a tremendous amount of signings expected from each of these two clubs. This will be one of the first opportunities to see those signings in action, to see them integrating with their teammates, to try different things. No different than we see in American sports with the preseason. These summer tours for the European clubs are a great opportunity for them to try things, to give the fans you know, a little glimpse of what the coaching staff has been working on or thinking about. And so we're, you know, we're looking at it as fans, there's no question. And just the excitement of being able to host two great brands like Real Madrid and Manchester United here. We take great pride in the fact that Houston has been selected as part of the Soccer Champions Tour to be able to host this matchup. And I'll tell you, it's one that's resonated very well in the community here. Tremendous amount of excitement. We've got a little bit of work left to do on tickets, but we will have a full house. And it is something that, you know, in our business, nothing better, nothing more exciting than to feel the energy of a full house. And so, you know, we're looking at it from that perspective, but from the teams, they're looking at every measurable, every metric in the trainings, in the intake of food and calories and what their bodies are taking in, the exhaust rates, the training that they're doing. It really all is about preparation for the season ahead. And so fortunately here in Houston, we've got great venues, we've got great training facilities, and we've got great people here that give teams like Real Madrid and Manchester United the chance to be best prepared when they come here for what they're trying to accomplish for the season ahead.
Big, big selling point, no question about it. We're talking to David Fletcher, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, LSSE.net for tickets, Ticketmaster. David, where are we at ticket-wise for this, which we will expect will sell a stadium out? I mean, all we're doing right now is selling stadiums out. And
that's all, Glenn. That's all we do. We're well on pace. We're over 50,000 out for this one already. You know, and that final push we've historically seen is going to be something that we're going to work really hard around. But as you saw most recently with last summer's Copa de Lone Star, Manchester City and Club America, soccer fans love the energy that's created by seeing these big brands here in Houston. We're expecting a big push and would certainly encourage fans not to wait. Just 3 weeks away from the big matchup. As you mentioned, LSSE.net or Ticketmaster for your tickets. Get them while you can. And if not able to get them, I know you can win them right here. Listening to Soccer Matters and following your on your platform. So good spot to go as well.
Yeah, we're going to make it 50,000 and two tonight.
Love it.
All right. David, as always, thank you for your passion for the soccer community and all the hard work that you do. It's great having a soccer knowledgeable guy in your position, pushing this game that you have a passion for. Appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Hey, Glenn, really appreciate your support and look forward to seeing everybody out here later this month at NRG.
You will do that. That is David Fletcher, LSSE, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, LSSE.net. And also you go to Ticketmaster. That is where you get your tickets. It's a big one. It's Manchester United. It's Real Madrid.